I would like to preface this next piece by stating that this was originally written over 3 years ago when the following was new, raw, and pertinent. Since I experienced all of this, though, I am happy to say that I have met the real love of my life, seriously, for reals this time, and I'm happier than I could ever or have ever imagined. She's a combination of Glinda the Good Witch, Dorothy Parker, a young, alive Natalie Wood, and Sacagawea, all at their hottest, all rolled into one perfect woman. Also, I never posted this anywhere. I just wrote it for me, and now you. Breaking up. Man, am I shitty at breaking up with someone, both the doing and the receiving. I mean, we all know that there are some people out there basically impervious to this kind of pain, and I speak in the present tense because what I thought was, love of my life just broke up with me and moved out of our apartment 6 days ago. It all happened rather quickly. I mean, of course, she had been wrestling with it for a while, but I didn't have the benefit of being privy to all of her private thoughts. It's only now I wish that she had had a diary that I could have found and lost her trust by reading and finding out how she felt. A real diary, I mean, not some online attempt at making yourself matter to strangers through unsolicited opinions and slander. What was I saying? Oh, yes. How do they do it? The ones that either caused the pain or have their lives irrevocably altered yet are out at Jigler's 3 days later doing chocolate cake shots with that girl who works in the shipping department and then fucking her while, unknown to both of them, her 5-year-old kid silently watches from the hallway. It takes me a month at least to be able to even get it up after something like this. Maybe I need to read more men's magazines. Fish in the Ocean, and this is Denise, who says that the best guy to go out with is a guy on the rebound, because they're the easiest to manipulate. But I'm usually a big pile of near-catatonic whimpering for at least the first week. Actually, I should amend that. I always seem to have an almost admirable, stoic, and serene acceptance of the inevitable, as well as a truly honest attempt to reach out and help the very person that is not just breaking my heart, but adding another layer of solid injury, distrust, and cynicism to the rock-hard, crystalline sheath that forever protects my once innocent, healthy heart. I want to be him, or her, either way, just not me, I guess. Oh, there's another bad part of getting dumped, which somehow doesn't seem like an appropriate word for 3.5 years with relatively no problems in cohabitation. Dumped seems like it should only apply to relationships lasting a year or less. After that, the word should be something like killed or temporarily deaded. Suddenly, the ubiquitous empty greeting of, hey, how's it going? How are you? Becomes the most loaded question since are you now or have you ever been a communist? The simple answer is never very simply put. Oh, I've been better. Why? What's wrong? Well, my girlfriend left me, and then cut to 3 minutes later and your friends are shifting uncomfortably trying to get away while you talk about how you just bought her a $400 coat and going, what's the matter with me? And you want to call, but you can't. And the inner dialogue is the worst because you will be perceived as annoying. So then you think, well, that's unfair to her. I shouldn't keep calling, even though that's the only thing that makes me temporarily feel better. Why am I being so fucking nice and cool about this? I should be sending dead rats with torn pictures of us in its dead rat asshole. No, no, no. No, no. As satisfying as that would be, no. I'll look like the biggest jerk on the planet, and everyone except for people like Neil Strauss will lose what little sympathy they had for me. Neil Strauss, of course, would consider me a hero. I become a mess of a human being, both physically and spiritually. I don't sleep for 3 days, then I sleep for a week. I can't read, I don't eat, I have to take psyllium husk just so I can take a shit that doesn't look like a Fallujah checkpoint. But then, one day, about 2 weeks in, mysteriously, but not really, because it happens like clockwork every time, I bounce back. Brighter and better than ever. Suddenly, I'm filled with the energy of a JV squad on their first trip to Hooters. I become a mix of Steve McQueen and Hank Williams Jr., and I will literally fuck anything that moves and is also a girl. Ha ha! Now I'm in the revenge phase. The predictable and temporary 2 weeks where I'm going to improve myself and make her jealous. I'm going to be the ultimate perfect guy filled with secret talents that you'll never get to the bottom of in this lifetime. I'm going to learn French, and I'm going to go to cooking school. I'm going to become a certified daredevil, too. Hey, maybe I'll go to one of those pussy-eating classes that extremely ugly feminists featured on HBO's Real Sex 23 run out of their Topanga Canyon house. That'll show her.